Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Hello and welcome to Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys Dittmer sitting in this week for Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We want to welcome you to the program. This week's subject is God's Way is the Right Way, and we base that on Proverbs 14:12. It says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." We already have a caller ready to come online here, so we're going to go ahead and bring them in. Hello, tell us your name and where you're from.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Well, hello, Brother James. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed. How about you, brother?
Praise the Lord. I'm blessed, too. God is good.
Yes, he is, all the time.
Yes, amen. And he's definitely been taking care of us here the last couple of weeks. We've had some situations that, you know how roadblocks get thrown in your way, but good Lord has definitely made some wonderful ways around them and just blessed us like you wouldn't believe. So, yeah, he's definitely been good. Really, go
yes,
ahead
Lord.
If you want to. Let the Lord have his way.
All right, praise God. You know what? I just want to thank God for opportunities, you know, to come on and get to talk about my Lord and talk about the word today was God's way is the right way. And our scripture comes out of chapter 14, verse 12 in Proverbs. Yeah. And I thought about, even before I started, I was thinking about people think there's so many ways that they can serve God and be correct. But Jesus said there's not but one way, and he said he was the way. And
yes,
he was the Word of God made flesh. And people are forgetting, you know, when everybody looks to understand the Word of God in the way they understand it, instead of just what it says. So I want to read that verse and then say a little bit about it. It said, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And, you know, bro, I was telling my wife, you know, that is exactly what has went on since Jesus left. People have strayed from the Word of God. They've strayed from the first translation into English of it. And they want all these new Bibles written, you know, because some of them, they believe it's a little too strict or it's a little too hard to understand, you know. But the Word of God's not hard to understand. It's real clear, it's real plain, and it brings salvation to the soul of man. If he will heed that Word and live in the way the Word directs us, not in our own direction, glory to God. That's what, why does people think we got 40 different denominations of churches? Even in the Baptist church, there's 7 or 8 different ones, you know, in that. It's everyone's. They want something a little different. They want that other way. They want it a little easier, a little lighter, a little, you know, some that don't want to speak of hell. They don't want to speak of damnation. They don't want to hear about no lake of fire, about a punishment for the unrighteous and unholy. But praise God, it's in this Word. And it says in Psalms that the word, thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in the heavens. You can't change it no matter who rewrites it or how many words they change in it. You got to go back to the old original Word of God to be led by the Spirit of God to walk in the ways he chose for us. You know what?
Yeah.
When I come to God, it wasn't that I was telling him how I wanted to live. I was asking him how he wanted me to live. What he wanted me to do. Direction that I followed had to be chosen by God. If I could choose my own path, I tried that before, and I would have ended up in destruction. But praise God,
yes,
when you come to Him, it's yielding into His Word, and let His Word mold us. You know, we're supposed to be transformed by the Word of God in our life, and what we want to do is transform the Word of God to where it makes it easier on us, what they're doing. That's the reason you go to the Bible bookstore. I went and got a new Bible because mine was coming apart. I had to look around a while to even find the King James Version because they had so many others. They even had a Duck Commander Bible, all kinds of things, different letters on each version, you know, ESV and EV and ESP and this silly stuff, all them different letters. But you already had the Word of God. When people was called to preach 40 years ago or 50, there wasn't any other version in English that made any sense at all except the King James Bible. But they've deemed it too hard. You can't understand that thee and thou. You can't. And praise God, that's because they're looking for another way. And brother, I'm going to tell you something. There's preachers today that preaches there's many ways to God. But Jesus said there's not but one. He said, I am the way. That means only. And I'm the life. You can't live it and have eternal life no other way but the way that the Word of God instructs us. And he said, glory to God. He said, hey, if you can't even get to God any other way except through Jesus, and they're trying to do it through all these other ways, being good, going knocking on doors, some of them, traveling around the country, doing all this stuff. But you know what? If you do what God would have you do, you'll be directed every step, every day of your life. And glory to God,
yes,
that's what this talking about. There's many ways that seem right to man, being a great neighbor, a great friend, a great husband, a great daddy, a great mama. But you know what? That don't get you into heaven. Accepting the Word of God and applying it to your life is the only way to get into the kingdom of God. Accepting Jesus Christ and the glory to God of what He done on Calvary, all the stripes He took on His back, the crown of thorns on His head, the being nailed to the cross, giving His life a sacrifice for us, glory to God, is the only way. You've got to accept that sacrifice that was made for us to get into heaven. People want to make it some easy route. But praise God, Jesus said, glory to God, or in Peter, he said, as Jesus has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself likewise. There's going to be people come against you if you stand for the Word of God. But bless God,
amen,
that is the only that we can get there. There is no other way. People think today that you can do whatever you want as long as you get forgiven right before you die. But I got news for you. These people dies in car wrecks. These people dies of massive heart attacks, and they don't even have time to say, forgive me, Lord. So that's foolishness of man, and we need to get back to the Word of God. It said in chapter 13, verse 25, said, the righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. What's he saying? He said, we eat of the Word of God. We feed on it. Jesus was at the woman at the well, and they come and asked him how to eat. And he told them he had meat that they know not of. He was eating on the will of the Father. He was feeding on the glory of God. And that's exactly what we're supposed to do when we take this Word and write it inside our heart, the walls of our tabernacle. And he even said that the Holy Ghost, when it's come on you, it'll teach you all about it, and then it'll bring it to your remembrance. Glory to God. Because I'm going to tell you something, babe. I love everybody. Ain't no one that can hear this today that I don't love. You say you don't know me. I don't have to. I love you, and I want to see you in heaven. Glory to God. But there isn't no other way. We can't work out some easy path, because this road sometimes is rocky, or sometimes it's uphill. Sometimes you got to walk up a mountain. But when you get to the top, Glory to God. You can see the other side. You know that you're closer to home. You've overcome the devil and all his tricks. Glory to God. That is the only way. And you can't overcome Satan but through Jesus Christ being washed in the blood and born again. Glory to God. People's forgetting the word of God because they listen to the word of man. As preachers get up today and preach, glory to God, I know some of them ain't in it for nothing but what they can put in their pocket. Some of them is so interested in souls, they don't care if they have anything in their pockets. And I want to be one of them. Bless God. I want to read a little bit out of Proverbs chapter 3. Start at verse 5. It said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now listen to this. And lean not unto thine own understanding. You know what? We want to read a verse or two in the Bible and then try to figure out what God's telling you. When you just read it and read on, you'll find out what he's telling you. It's wrote just in plain English that anybody can understand if they'll just study it. He said, study my word to show thyself approved. Don't lean to what you think it means, but ask God to give it to you what it means. Glory to God. It said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Well, that tells me right there that I don't know how to direct my own path, and I've seen it in my life. When I was walking out this world without Jesus Christ as my Savior, my path was awful. If I was walking right in destruction, but bless God, thank his holy name. He come to me and he dealt with my heart one night. And he told me, said he's going to give me one more chance. And glory to God, as soon as the church doors was open, I was at that altar and crying out to God. And I told him, Lord, you know what? I've tried my way, and my way has failed me. My ways is the ways of death, just like it said in that scripture. Glory to God, Lord, I want to walk in your ways. And it's not about my way, it's about Yahweh God. And that's the way I want to walk, glory to God. And ain't nothing else can get me into heaven. Glory to God. People have searched from the beginning of time to try to find something else. But you know what? They've come back and they had to come to Jesus if they're going to get into the kingdom of heaven. They think that heaven's just a place for good people to go. Good won't get you there, but God will. Glory to God.
Amen.
Today, you know, we got the Mormons has got their Bible, the Jehovah Witness got their Bible, and others have different Bibles. You got the NIV that glory to God had come out with it, and people went spouting it. Then they realized who it was that helped them write it, and they sort of fell away from it. But now they go to the New King James. Well, it leaves verses out. Thousands of words has been changed. You can't change the Word of God to suit you. You change to suit the Word of God. And that's what I think people are missing today. I ain't preaching to hurt nobody's feelings, because I'm going to tell you something. I had to yield to the Word of God before I found salvation, before I found true joy, before I ever knew what real love was all about. And then when I read Isaiah 53 and see what Jesus done for me, glory to God, and then I get over and read about when he was on that cross and he hollered out, Lazarus, God, forgive them. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He was still crying out for mercy on us. That's the kind of Savior that I want in my life. That's the one that this word, glory to God, was telling about through the whole book, was telling us about Jesus, that he would come and he would be the Savior of the whole world. Glory to God. I don't care what religion you have tonight. Glory to God. If it don't have Jesus in it, throw it down and pick you up an old King James Bible and go to reading, because there's not no other religion nowhere where a Savior came from heaven and came to earth and took the form of a man and was willing to die and be beaten and bruised for our iniquities, to take our sins away. There is no other way. Glory to God. People try every day to think of something different. But glory to God, they hadn't found another way yet. There is no other way. He said, glory to God, I am the door of the sheepfold. Anybody that tries to get in another way is the same as a thief and a robber. And I'll tell you something, my daddy hated a liar and a thief worse than anything else. And tonight, praise God, I can stand up here and I don't have to lie to you. Glory to God. If you want peace in your life, if you want to change your direction, come into the Word of God and start reading and studying and ask Jesus to be your Savior. Glory to God. Tonight, He is waiting on us to cry out on His name, because He right
yeah.
now He wants to all the lost that's in this world. He said, it's not my will that none would perish, but all would come to repentance. Glory to God. When you repent, that means that you turn away from the way you was walking, and you start walking
yes.
in His way. You start being led by the mighty Word of God. That's what Jesus Christ was. It says in John 1 and 14, it said the Word was made flesh. Glory to God. In the body of Jesus Christ, the living Word of God walked the face of this earth, and He taught many, glory to God, that He was sent from the Father, that He was the only begotten Son, glory to God. And there was miracles and signs that people could look at. He raised the dead, glory to God, more than once. He healed the sick. He made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the lame to walk. Glory to God, them with palsy, old cerebral palsy, and they would rise up, straighten up, and get up and shout
yes.
praise God, because they knew where it was coming from. They knew who
yeah.
was giving it to them. And glory to God, today He's given us this Word of God, this Holy Bible. Praise God. It ain't nothing. I told them at church the other day, this is nothing but a love letter from God. He's telling you just how much He loves us all. Glory to God. This ain't trying to beat you over the head with nothing. He's trying to love you in to the Word of God and show you that right there is how you come a perfect man, like the Bible says. If people says, well, you no man can live perfect, and that's not what the Word said. It said, come on unto a perfect man. When you perfect that love of Jesus Christ in your heart, glory to God, everything in you has been made new and clean. Everything about you is different. Your outlook's different. How you see things, how you feel about things, all of it's made over and different. Oh yeah, there's a way that people think they may get there, but bless God, there's not but one way that will get you there, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. People said, we don't like to hear about that blood being washed on us. Glory to God, one day you wish you had a drop of it. If you won't accept it now, you'll be regretting it later, because there's coming a day, I believe before long, when that eastern sky is going to break open, and my Savior's going to come back on a cloud with
Amen.
Great power and glory. And all, the Bible said, all eyes would behold Him. Everybody will be able to see Him all around the world. He's coming back. And He said He would send His angels down to gather His elect from the four corners of the earth, the four winds, and gather them up to Him and be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and be caught up in the air together with Jesus Christ. Said there we'd be ever with the Lord. Glory to God. If you got a word like that, something that we can look forward to, something that we can strive for, something that we can seek after, now, glory to God. Don't you want that kind of love in your life? To know that somebody was willing to come down here to earth that didn't have to come. And said when He was on the cross, it said there was 12 legions of angels camped right there about Him, waiting on Him to speak one word. Just say, get me down from here. I can't do no more. And they would have took Him down from that cross. They would have slaughtered everybody everywhere if He asked them to. But you know, He loved us so much that He hung on that cross and wouldn't get down, because He had a plan for us, a plan of salvation, and He is the
yes.
author and the finisher of our faith. It's Jesus Christ that I'm preaching tonight. It says, right, glory to God, in chapter 6, verse 4, or chapter 14 in John, that Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth,
yes.
and the life, and no
Amen.
Man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know Him and have seen Him. You see, when we come to know Jesus, we know the Father. We know who Jesus come down here to serve. He said, I'm not doing my will, I'm doing my Father's will. I'm not speaking my words, I'm speaking my Father's words. These are the words of God himself unto us that's written in this book. And glory to God, this book is holy. The words that are written in it are holy. The way that it shows us to live is a holy life. He said, be you holy, for I am holy. Glory to God, I don't want to fail him now. I've come too far, glory to God, to worry about turning back or looking behind me. I'm looking toward glory. I'm looking to the finish line. Glory to God, I'm like old Paul. I've set my course and I'm running my race. Glory to God, it may soon be over, or I may have a few more years to run, but I'm going to run in the same direction that this Bible guides my feet. It said the paths of a righteous man, glory to God, he guides them. He teaches you how to go. And the path that we go is toward Jesus Christ, is toward the Son of God that's sitting right now on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me and you. That's how much he loves us. Even though this world is so sinful and wicked, he's sitting up there right now saying, Father, just give them another chance. Let me deal with their heart one more time. Maybe they'll turn from their own ways and turn back into our way. Glory to God tonight. That's what I'm preaching. And I'm praying right now that in Jesus' name that you would give up your way and turn into his way. Glory to God. There ain't nothing else that you can do that'll get you into heaven. There's not nothing else that a preacher could say that's more important to you than to seek out Jesus right now. Cry out to him wherever you're at, because he's listening for your cry. And he even said his ears are attentive unto the cries of the righteous. Glory to God. When you accept him into your heart and change your life to live by the words of the Bible, glory to God, you can become a righteous person. Hallelujah, God. And he'll impute his righteousness upon us, because he said our righteousness is like filthy rags. That's why I'm trying to tell you tonight, glory to God, don't seek your way. Don't follow it like you think you ought to. Don't do like somebody's told you. Get in the Word of God and let it tell you and direct your life. There's not but one way, and it's, glory to God, I hate to tell you this, but the Bible said it was straight and it was narrow. And if you come to God, you got to walk that path. And it's the path he has chosen. There's not but one way home. Glory to God. That's through Christ, our Savior, our King, and our Lord. And there's no other way to get there. I love everybody. I'd love to take them all by the hand and just line them up and us all go home together. But praise God, there's going to be some that's going to reject him. There's some that have turned to all these other writings, and they think they're going to get them home. But praise God, there's too many verses, too many things left out of these new translations. And the Bible says over in Revelation, he said, don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away from it. Because you're going to take it away. He said, your part will be taken out of the kingdom of heaven. You go to adding to it stuff, and said all the plagues listed in that book would be added unto you. And glory to God, I don't wish that on nobody. I want everybody to be known in heaven that their name is written down. And bless God today, he is the way to get your name inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And glory to God, as long as you walk in the way that he's got for us, it'll never be blotted out. Amen. Tonight I just pray, I thank him. You know, there's so many places you can go in the Bible. He said, go, woo. He said, listen to this. It comes out of John 16:33. It said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, amen. Friends, there's not no obstacle out there. There's nothing you're going to face that you can't get through. Jesus has already conquered it. He lived the only sinless, spotless life that's ever been lived. He never killed nobody. He never killed no thing. Glory to God. He loved every one of us. He even prayed for them that crucified him and asked God to forgive him while he was hanging on the cross with nails through his hands and his feet, a crown of thorns on his head, his back beat till the meat was off of it. And glory to God, he done all of that because he loved you that much. Will you turn away from that love like tonight? Have you known anybody that loved you enough to do that for you? There's not a person in the world probably would do that for strangers. And Jesus done it for people that wasn't even born yet. For the ones that was before the flood and after the flood. He done it for us all. Will you accept him tonight? Will you just cry out in your heart and say, Jesus, you know I've walked my own way. And I've tried to make my way through this life, tried to be a good person. Maybe I've loved people, and I try to treat them right. But you know that's not enough. You know that if you don't be born again and die out of yourself and be born into the ways of God, you can't find your way home. Because the Bible said you're lost in your sins and transgressions till you accept the blood of Christ to take them away. Right now, wherever you're at, just pray with me. Your Heavenly Father, right now, I cry out in Jesus' mighty name that you would move this in the hearts and souls of men and women all over this world. And God, that right now they would fall down wherever they're at and just ask you to lead them and guide them, and not to lean on their own understanding, not to walk their own way, but to walk in the ways of Jesus, to walk in a way that would please God, to be a true friend to our Savior, to just hold him up and let the world see him in you. Don't try to transform the Word, but let the Word transform you this minute. If you'll ask Jesus into your life, ask him to forgive you, and you turn away from your way into his way right now, you shall be saved. I love you all, and I know that God does. I pray this day is the day that you give your life totally and completely into the ways of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, brother and sister, that's what we pray in for our children. Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Your children. And I'm praying it for so many around us. I pray it for everybody's kids, no matter who they are, all their kinfolk, their neighbors, their friends, their towns and their villages, their states and their countries, all over the world. Because there's hope. As long as you have breath, there's hope. You can receive Christ. And he won't just come in, but he will edify you. He will lift you up. He will fill you up. And you can walk in the ways of God. And they're not near as hard to walk in as people think they are. They're mighty easy when you got one to help you walk it every day.
Amen.
And I love y'all. But I'm probably have to get off here. We got to go to the funeral home. Had one in my church. His mother passed away. And it's Brother Wade Ross. I remember him, the Loggins family. His mother passed Saturday at the funeral home tonight. Remember that? Remember Brother and Sister Yearwood? And remember me and Brenda, we got some decisions to make in the next month or so. And they're going to be hard decisions, but we got to make them. And just pray that God would lead us. I don't want to walk one step out of his will. I want to be in the center of it. And we love y'all.
Yes.
God bless you.
Does she want to sing, brother?
No, not tonight.
Okay. Well, God bless you guys.
God bless you. Thank you for blessing us tonight.
You're welcome. We love y'all.
Love you too, brother.
Praise God. Good preaching there. You're on with Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys Dittmer. Again, we're sitting in for Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. And tonight, if you're just now joining in, our subject is God's Way is the Right Way. And that's based on the scripture Proverbs 14:12, which says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We're going to go ahead and do a song here. And when we get back, we have a caller waiting. So we'll be right back with you after this song.
You're running out of oil. You're running out of the Spirit of God. Backsliders, you still have your lamb, but it's gone from. You need to come back. Amen. To the Father's house. You'll find the God where you left him. You'll find the table that you got up from the kingdom of God's house. He's here. The Holy Ghost is here. He's talking to the members of this church. He's talking to every Christian in this place. You know where you are. You know what your lifestyle is like. You know where you are with God. If you're going to see Jesus, you're going to have to be born again.
Praise the Lord. Yes, God said it. If he said it, that's what I want to go by. Praise the Lord. This is Brother Tim Dittmer and Sister Gladys Dittmer sitting in for Evangelist Lloyd and Better Yearwood. And if you've just called in, this is Reaching the World for Christ. And our subject this week is God's Way is the Right Way. And we've got a caller that's been waiting a little bit. Looks like Brother Billy Keeler. Hello, brother. How you doing?
Pretty good. How y'all doing, Brother Tim?
Doing good. Praise the Lord. He's been good to us this week.
Amen.
Yeah. How's Billy's brother? I ain't heard. I've been busy the last couple of days, and I ain't heard as her brother's doing okay.
He's doing okay. He needs prayer regarding him walking again. It seems like for some reason when they stand him up, brother, Billy, he seems to want to pass out on him. So God needs to touch him from the top of his head, the soles of his feet, to strengthen his body. But God's really blessing the Yearwoods this week. But God will let them tell you about that when they come on here again.
Okay.
We're just temporarily this week substituting for him.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, but we've been praying for him at the church and everything, and he was supposed to come down this Sunday and preach, but he didn't get to make it. He had problems, you know, but God understands, you know.
Yes, he does.
Huh?
He sure does.
God understands. Well, men won't forgive us sometimes, and men don't understand, but if you're in the will of God, you have to understand, you know.
Amen,
and that's
brother.
About what we're talking about tonight, you know.
Yes.
People want to do with their ways and what seem to be good in their own eyes, and they think that they're pleasing God, you know.
That's right.
You know, if it ain't of God, it won't stand. That's, you know, I always say, well, we'll see. Someone tell me, God called me to be an evangelist, and I say, well, we'll see, you know. I'll be praying for you, and I do, because I don't see nobody fall. And,
right,
you know,
amen.
But if it, and if it ain't of God, it'll come to an end, you know.
Or that's right.
That if God is not, if they ain't got the anointing with them, and I'm not saying they ain't got the God, but you got to have the anointing, because the anointing, when you're preaching and laying hands on people, that anointing is what helps break the yoke that they're under, you
Amen.
Know.
Amen.
Their
right,
faith, but, you know, if they don't feel that anointing, and if they can't feel someone, if, when you lay hands on them, they'll say, well, I didn't feel nothing, so I didn't get nothing out of it. So you got to have the anointing of God. So if God calls you, you make sure of that. I'm not saying he's still in the calling business, and he's still sending us out into the world. It's like we're on the radio going out into the world. And, you know, but you got to make sure it's of God, especially to myself. I don't want to, I'm like this, if I can't help somebody, I don't want to do nothing to hurt them. And if
Amen,
I can't
brother.
Help them, I just say, hey, I can pray for you. And, you know, sometimes somebody may come up and borrow some money and I ain't got it. And I say, well, I can't help you there, but I'll pray that the Lord will make a way for you. But, you know,
Amen.
Sometimes this whole world gets rough, and we do need someone to call on, and the brothers and sisters on this earth, you know, and especially when you feel like you're alone. But we're not alone. If you got Jesus
Amen.
Christ, and you listen and you pray to him and listen to him, and he will guide you in the way that you are to go. And when you
yeah.
go the way that he told you to go, you'll come across someone that the Lord has spoke to help you.
Yes.
Amen.
But if you go in your own way, more likely you're not going to get a blessing from the Lord, because there ain't but one way to go in. And people don't understand that. They say, oh, Lord, call me this. And I tell them, say, look, we'll see, but make sure that it is of God. But, you know, very soon after that, they'll say, I don't know what happened. People didn't receive me, you know, but if God calls you, he's done got it. And if he tells you to go into one town to preach, don't worry about it. Go on, because he's done got it figured out. He's done got it worked out for you. And you don't
Amen.
Have to wonder if it's really of God. And if God tells you to and deals with you strongly, and you know you do, because you know when you do wrong. Everybody knows when they do wrong. I mean,
yes.
even when we were sinners, we know when we done wrong, that wasn't right. But then we were yet sinners, but now we walk in the way. We walk in the way that's satisfying to God, because Jesus Christ comes showing us the way. There's no excuses. There's no excuses which way, you know, they somebody I didn't know I was going this way or that way. But there's no excuses. He said, I'll go with you.
Amen.
I will lead you. I will not leave you comfortless. So we're not alone. Even when they crucified Jesus and he went back to the Father, he said, I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you comfortless. And, you know, we're coming out of Proverbs. I'll read it here a little bit, and it says, Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know, that's what I've got through talking about. That's why they don't last long. That's why they don't stand. And that's why I was talking about in Sunday school, you know, you didn't see as many churches as you do now. And the churches, you know, they had pretty good crowds in them. And I went to a church where my wife still goes there, but I went there 20 years. But before the pastor had a heart attack and stroke, we had over 100 people. And that was back in 88. I started there in 85, and he had a stroke in 95. But we had over every service, we had over 100 people. Sometimes we had to put chairs out because that's all the benches were whole. I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying it was him, but he had the anointing that drawed people in. And, you know, he had a voice that when he spoke, you wanted to hear it some more.
Amen.
Because he didn't speak nothing. He didn't speak nothing except he talked about the Lord. You could go to his business, a home. He run a furniture store, a used furniture store. And you'll go down there and he'll say, pull you up a chair and let's just sit here and drink coffee and talk. And that's somebody, you know, I'd be there an hour or two. My wife be looking for me. He probably went down and pay a furniture payment. He'd gone all day. But that's the kind of That's the kind of stuff that I want to hear. Don't talk
Amen.
About the world. We would talk about the Bibles, and he would ask me questions, and he'd ask me things. And I'd ask him things. And you know, that's what we do. We get caught up in the Bible. We get caught up in the Lord. And that's who I want to talk to right there. And that's the Lord's way. The Lord is pleased with that. And you know, and before I leave, we pray. Or we get caught up. If we want to read the Bible, he said, let's pray a little bit. I said, okay. You the Bible? He said, no, I ain't. I'm just a pastor. But he had a heart attack and stroke, and then someone else wanted to be the pastor, and it dropped down. It dropped down to under 50 people because the anointing just wasn't the same. His first got to come out of the altar and flow out on the people. And if these people that say they're walking in the ways of the Lord, and if they don't got that anointing, it's not going to come out of the altars. It's not going to come to where the people can feel it. And we was talking about that a while back, me and my wife, and they were about McDonald's on every corner and Hardee's on every corner. And all them fast food, years ago when the first one come to Dalton, and I was just a teenager, or real young, and Burger King come to Dalton, and everybody said, you can't get a biscuit in 2 minutes. There ain't no way. You know, everybody cooked them in the oven. I said, oh, yeah, you can get a biscuit in 2 minutes. Well, there ain't no way. But you know, that I said that to say this. That's the way the people, they want that quick religion. They want to go to church and grab their blessing and run with it.
Yes.
They don't want to stay around and help someone else pray through their problems. They don't want to pray once they go to church, or they'll get upset at the pastor, and they'll want to start their own church. And that's why today, these church on every corner that ain't got many people in them. It's a crying shame. Well, you can't. And if you have a concert or something to help raise money for somebody, and the people don't even come to it no more. If you have a concert or something or a benefit to help one of your church members, and you invite the whole world, or you invite you call all your Christian friends up, hey, we're having a benefit for this. Come on out. And they won't nobody show up. But yet they say, how I love Jesus. Where is the compassion at today? You got to have compassion and walk in the way that he sent you. You got to have compassion to walk in the way that Jesus walked in.
Yeah.
Because that's what he had. He had compassion on the poor people. He had compassion on the Jews, on the Gentiles. He had compassion. He had compassion on the lady that had the issue of blood that was sovereign. He had compassion on the fellow that said his name was Legion. He had compassion on him. But you gotta have charity and compassion, love and peace. But it's just about gone out of this world. And then they'll say, "Oh, I'm walking in the ways the Lord had me to walk in." You know, you just can't tell me one thing and show me something else.
Amen.
And there's a fella that used to be, he passed away now in our church, that he used to say that he was a fruit inspector. He was not a judge. He said, I don't judge people. I'm not calling myself a judge. I'm calling myself a fruit inspector. So if you're not bearing fruit, it's your fault. He said, so When I bring that out, don't say, hey, you judging me. No, I'm a fruit inspector. And if you're not bringing no good fruit, you know, you need to hoe around you, you know, clean around your roots a little bit. Just like they did the fig tree, you know, when Jesus said, and he said, Lord, they cursed. And he said, Lord, give us, let us work it, bring it back to life. But just to walk in any way that we want to, after we say that we are born again Christians, that is not pleasing to God, because that's what He said to come out from amongst them and be a separated people. So if we're still in the world, how can we say that we're walking in the love of Christ? How can we say that, hey, we want to be a willing vessel? How can we say that? And the brother brought it up a while ago, and I had it marked back there in John 1. And I read it here in the, let's say, in the, John 1, this is John the Baptist coming, and they wanted to know who he was, you know. And they said unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What say thou? I mean, the Pharisees and scribes and the priests have sent them, you know, to find out who this man was. And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Elias, and they which sent them, were of the Pharisees. You see, every time you're doing something for God, they want to know who they can blame it on and who they can point fingers at if something goes wrong. If the devil gets cast out, they want to take the blame for it. Oh, yeah, we laid hands on them. We cast that devil out, and somebody else took credit for you. Well, you wouldn't, but the way I look at that, brother, Tim and sister Gladys, is I don't want the credit for nothing. God gets all the glory.
Amen.
Yes,
and that tells me when someone, and I heard, I had a nephew one time, he wanted to be an evangelist, getting out, and he told me, he's laying out of church, but he finally quit. I said, you miss a lot of church. Well, I got to get my name out there. I got to get, everybody know who I am. I said, what about the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Say, what? I said, you're going at it wrong if you're saying that, because your name ain't worth 2 cents. I said, don't tell me you didn't get your name out there, because I don't want to hear you. He said, huh? You my uncle. I said, well, that's the truth. The truth hurts, and the truth hurts, and the truth is, you don't want your name out there. I don't want my name out there. I want the name of Jesus. And if anybody gets healed, it ain't me that done it. It's their faith and between them and God that done it.
Amen.
And I don't want the
right
way. And that's what John the Baptist, he come making straight the way for Jesus. And Jesus come making the way straight for us. He don't only tell us how to do it, praise the Lord. He showed us how to do it.
Amen.
Jesus showed us how to have compassion. So if you ain't got compassion, don't tell me you're a child of God. I'm not going to judge you, but I'm just going to know a tree by the fruit it bears. But so don't tell
Amen,
me you're
brother.
Something and do something else. I won't be judging it. I'll just know what kind of fruit it is. I know an apple between an apple and an orange. We're all not ignorant, you know what I'm saying, concerning the Word of God.
Amen.
And if you want to tell me, have the only excuse you can come up with is, oh, you judging me. That's no excuse. That's not even pleasing to God to hear. But that's what people are doing today, praise God. But there is a way that we can walk. Like brother was talking about a while ago, we can walk the straight and narrow way. It ain't that hard.
Amen.
It's called getting self out of the way. We got to get ourself out of the way. We got to get our own ways out of the way. We got to get caught up in the ways of the Lord so the Holy Ghost can tell us and lead us and teach us. And there's no excuse for them to say, oh, I didn't know this and I didn't know that. Well, it's your own fault because they said you have not because you asked not. But we got to get caught up in the ways of Jesus. We got to get caught up in the way that God had taught us and the ways that God said, hey, walk the straight and narrow way. Because the way to heaven is straight and narrow, but the ways to hell is enlarging her jaws every day. Why is that?
Amen.
These many, many people that's going to turning around and walking back, they want to get on that wide way. They don't want to walk the straight and narrow way. But, you know, Jesus loves them that's in hell, but he can't bring them back out. He loves them because it's not his desire for nobody to go there. That's
Amen.
How much kind of love and compassion he's got for each and every one of us, praise. But, I don't understand how some people can not have compassion and not have, most of all, peace in their life. Because you go to church sometimes and you try to shake some of them's hands, and there's some of them what I call touch me nots. They don't want to shake your hand or nothing. Where's that at? Where's fellowship at there? They don't even want you to talk to them, you know. And then I call them to speak to me nots. So, you know, they are. I mean, I just see it. Then, you know a book by the cover, you know.
Amen.
But we gotta strive every day. We gotta learn more every day. We gotta learn. If you don't know what peace is, learn of it. Seek them scriptures out. Seek the Word of God out. Learn of love. Learn of peace. Learn of charity. Them are the gifts that the Bible says. Them are the gifts from God. And there's no way, if you stand on, like Brother said, you stand on the King James Version, and you stand on that word, and you listen to the Holy Ghost, you listen to the one that's guiding you, and when you try to make a turn, you know as well as I do, sister and brother, that you'll hear a voice within saying, that ain't right.
Yes.
But see, they go headlong and ignore that voice until they get into trouble. They'll say, God, why did you leave me? He'll say, I've been right here. I've been right here waiting on you to come back like the prodigal son. But I hope somebody got something out of this, and I'll turn it back over to y'all and say, I love the Lord, and God is good, and we serve a mighty God. And why people want to walk in their own ways and think they're right, I just don't understand that. And I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Tim and Sister Gladys.
Do you have any prayer requests, brother?
Yeah, I remember my brother, Robert Keeler. I think she's got him on the prayer list, but remember him, Pastor Willie's father in Mexico, and he's not doing too good with his Alzheimer's. And my father-in-law has got dementia, too, and so his name's Kenneth Long. Remember him, and just remember each and every one of ours, mine, yours, and y'all's, is everybody that's got a family member that's under a curse, that's bound down with something, you know. And like Brother Willie said, if we could just get our family members to church, the house would be packed.
Yes,
and I believe that,
right.
But, you know, all we can do is drop a word here and there, because if you make them mad and they get upset, they're not going to hear you no way, but drop a word here and there, and let the Lord water that seed that you drop in there. And you know, just pray for them. You drop a seed,
mm-hmm.
go on and pray for them, and you know, and God would water that seed. It's like we had an Easter dinner, and some of them were there. Had never been to church before, but when they had an altar call, didn't nobody come to the altar. But like us. But, you know, that will be a day that they'll always say, hey, we had a good time at that cookout. They won't forget it, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Because they won't forget it. And they'll say, hey, I had a good, but it sticks with their mind.
Amen.
And you can't make nobody go to the altar, and that's all you can do is just drop a word here and there and pray that the Lord will water it, or someone else come along that, you know, that they will receive. And let's just pray for each and every one of our family members that's lost, and you know we don't want to go to hell myself. I don't want to go alone. I know I won't be alone. Jesus be there, but I won't take as many friends and families that I want to.
Amen.
And people in my life, I want them to go with me, and because I don't want to, and it will hurt knowing that they're here, but I don't think we're going to know all that, because there's no tears in heaven. There's some
all
things
right,
that I think, but God knows everything, and there's some things that he's keeping from us. And there's some things, you know, as well as I do, the Bible says that some things that always will remain a mystery. So we don't know it all.
Right.
But when he wants us to know something that we don't know, he will let us know it in his own way with each and every one of us, because we're personal, one-on-one with God. And
yes,
that's who we can talk to. But I'll just turn it back over to y'all and say I love the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, those are good words that you brought forth. You know, I've been thinking about some of the things that have been brought out during the broadcast, and I think back when I got saved, and you know, I testify that when I got saved, I found a peace that you just can't describe, because before I got saved, I was nervous, I had a quick temper. There's all kinds of things about me that I didn't quite like, and when I got saved, I testify that I found the peace. Well, it wasn't quite that quick, you know. When I got saved, I joined a church that my wife was going to, and I can honestly say that when I went into the church and I sat down and I listened to the preaching, I heard things I didn't like. But the reason I didn't like them was because I just came out of the world, and I'm comparing the Word of God to the world. And of course, I don't like to be told I was wrong. I don't like to be told that I wasn't walking the right path. But the one thing I did realize was that if I'm going to do this, I want to do it right. And for everything that I heard in the church that was preached that I didn't like, the first thing I did was go to the Bible and make sure that that's what the Word was. You know, I didn't know much about the Bible. So, you know, I would check on that scripture and make sure that's what it said. And if that's what it said, then that's what God wanted me to hear. And that's the kind of church that people need to look for out there when they're turning their life over to God and having a relationship with the Lord. Because if you're getting into this and you're trying to find a church that preaches the way you believe, then you're not really looking for the Word of God, and you're really not looking for God to guide you through life to find that peace and to find the blessings that are laid out there for you if you follow His path. So I just want to praise God and thank Him for blessing me and finding a church to where when the pastor preaches or another person preaches, that they will tell you, find the Scripture and read the Scripture for yourself to verify what they're saying, and they're there behind you to back you up, pick you up when you fall, and walk with you, you know, all the way through this. I praise God for that, and I pray that everybody could find that.
Amen.
So, yeah, that was you inspired me to testify. I don't do a whole lot of the talking on the air, but you inspired me to say that. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I think we're going to go ahead and play a song here, and I think when we get back, we're going to turn Sister Gladys loose. She's probably going to do the prayers and probably do a little preaching herself. So we're going to go ahead and listen to Keep Me in Your Will, sung by Timothy Dockery.
Amen.
Sometimes I think I'm in control, and I act so foolishly. Facing problems on my own, I don't know what's best for me. My mistakes at times deserve all the plans you have made. Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way. Put me where you want to, not where I want to be. Fasten and scorch me just a glove in which you place your hand. Not the will that yours be done, though I don't understand. This lay plans I lay somehow always go astray. Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way.
To reaching the world for Christ, usually evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. Tonight, this is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys sitting in for them. The call-in number, which I haven't given yet, is 310-742-1759. And this week's subject is God's Way is the Right Way. And the scripture for that is Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Right now I'm going to turn it over to my wife, Gladys Dittmer. And Gladys, just go ahead and have your way if you want to do the prayer request, or if you want to go ahead and preach a little bit, just let the Lord have his way.
I praise God for another night. I thank God for being alive, and he saw fit to put air in my lungs this morning and woke me up today. I thank God. I consider it an honor and a privilege to stand in for Brother and Sister Yearwood. I thank God for this broadcast spreading far and wide. He's an awesome God, and I thank him, and I pray that the Lord will anoint me to preach his anointed word of God. He's an awesome God, and if you have any kind of problems in your life, you can search the scriptures. The King James Version is the best scriptures you can find out there. I feel like the others on the shelf today will lead you astray, and I don't believe that's God's will. I just pray that you will search the scriptures out in the King James Version, and God will show you what you need to know. He'll help you with financial, spiritual, and emotional period problems that you may go through. I want to start off in Proverbs 14:11. Says, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. The Bible says to fear the Lord, and I believe that is the beginning of wisdom. I'm going to paraphrase that from the Word of God. But I know that the Lord Jesus Christ, if you ask him to guide your feet, he will. He'll help you one step at a time. You just ask the Lord, Father God, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins, Lord Jesus. Forgive me of anything and everything I've ever done that was not pleasing to you. And he will definitely come into your heart. The Lord saw me one day whenever I was alone and felt lonely after I had my first child. And he took me to a small little church in Dayton, Ohio. And he let me kneel down at an altar, and the older women in the church watched over my son. And I give God the glory for that, because sometimes we serve God and it's our own doing that we walk out and get cold on the Lord. But I give him the glory that he kept calling me back. You know, the Lord says in his word, I'm paraphrasing this, that he's married to the backslider. Praise be to God. I thank him in the name of Jesus that he is back, that he is married to the backslider, because I know he dealt with me, and I know he can deal with those that I know that are right now in that state of mind. You know, we just need to encourage one another, lift each other up, and stand in the gap if you know someone that needs prayer right now. The Lord will lead you every step of the way. In Romans 6:1, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, once he comes into our life, can show us the way that we should go. And, you know, we need to ask him and seek his face, get in the Word of God, and he will show us the very things that we need to know from the front to the back. And we don't need to add to or take away. And unfortunately, the Bible's written today do that very thing. And he said the plagues inside that book would be added to those that write those kind of materials for people. It leads people astray. And I don't want to be a part of that. I want to hold on to the King James Bible. I know some people disagree with it, but I know this much. God's going to protect the Holy Word that his disciples wrote in the Word of God. And I know I can count on that to lead me to the gates of pearl and lead me to where I need to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 6:6, it says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. I give God the glory for those scriptures. He leads us and guides us and teaches us the way. If we'll just get in the scriptures, it says to show thyself approved. Study to show thyself approved. And that's the very thing I want to do. Each and every day I want to get closer and closer to him. If it hurts your eyes or if it's hard for you to read the word, listen to a King James Bible. And there are ways that you can do that. You can buy it on cassette. You can buy it on CD. The Lord will make a way when there seems to be no way. He will lead you and guide you in the way you should go. Romans 6:15 says, what then? Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? One thing people need to realize, you can't serve two masters. You can't sit straddle the fence and think, well, I'll serve God on Sunday, and I'll go to church on Wednesday, but during the week I can do what I want to do and let the flesh have its way. You will never enter the gates of heaven. You'll never serve the Lord if you have a heart like that. You need to turn from your wicked ways and from the sins of the world and sell out completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 6:20 it says, for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, he died on that old ugly cross, the old rugged cross. They plucked his beard. They plucked his anything and everything on his face. They pierced him in the side. They planted thorns upon his head. And the Lord had to hang on an old rugged cross for you and me. If there was just one of us, he would have done it because he loves us that much. It was never meant for anyone to go to hell. That was for Satan and his angels that went with him from the heaven. I don't understand what happened in heaven, but I know this much. The devil thought he could be greater than the Lord Jesus Christ or the God in heaven. There's a Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and all three of them are one. I believe in that, and I know the Brother Yearwood also believes that way. But just know that you can seek his face, and he will show you the way that you should go. Matthew 7:7, it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's the thing people need to understand. Many people say because they wear a big cross on their neck, because they go to church on Sunday morning, and they may pay a very big amount in tithe, they're not understanding. Sometimes people need to shake themselves and do the will of the Lord and do what he's called them to do. It's not to sit on a pew Sunday and Wednesday and Sunday morning or Sunday night. We need to be about the Father's business. Time is winding up, and Jesus one day will return. God will draw a line in the sand and say, go get my children. And I'm so desiring I want to be clean before him, and I want to be ready so that when I make it to heaven, he can say, well done, my child, enter in. Luke 13:23 tells me, then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of a house is risen up, and hath shut to the door, and ye begun to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our street. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. We need to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our heart. We need to ask the Lord to tear down the strongholds of the enemy and seek his face daily and serve him with our whole heart and leave the things of this world behind, because they will trip you up and they'll keep you from entering in. I'm going to try to finish up my scriptures, but I want to praise the Lord for these this time on the broadcast. In Psalm 112:1, it says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. We'll read these last scriptures and give some prayer requests. In Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. The Lord, I know, will take care of you if you allow him to come into your life, and he will truly bless you, and he will show you favor in the eyes of man. And I give him the glory for that. I had mentioned last service that we were on here that recently my husband went and had his oil changed, and when he was driving to church, the hood flipped up and cracked the windshield. But praise be to God, he got him to the church house safely. And I give him the glory for that. I praise God I wasn't the driver. But God watched over him, and he has always watched over us. You know, we truly need to seek and lean on the Lord. We need to truly get the Word of God out, either listen to it or read it for ourselves. And he said, study to show thyself approved, and he will grant you his will. He will lead you and show you step by step where we should go. And the places we used to go, we don't need to go anymore. The things we used to say, we don't need to say those very things anymore. We need to change friends sometimes. We need to leave those that have troubled us or led us in the wrong direction. We sometimes need to move forward and ask God to bring you true friends that will pray with you and seek God's face with you. He is a glorious God, and I give him the glory tonight. I give him honor and praise for this broadcast, and I'm going to list some prayer requests tonight. He is a good God.
Yes, all the time.
Be praying for Brother and Sister Yearwood. They, I'm sure, would like to be lifted up in prayer. Again, remember Sister Brenda and Brother James for the decisions he said that they need to make. Remember each and every person that preaches on here, their children and their family. Brother Billy's already listed some people. I remember some people at our church, John, LaWanna, and Robert. Each and every church that's been represented here on this broadcast tonight. Remember Brother John Sample and his family. Remember Sister Dorothy in Africa. I give God the glory for her and praise. Praise the Lord for her when she gets to come on here. I pray that you would pray for each and every family that has children that are not with the Lord right now, but God is doing miracles in their lives. If you keep seeking God, he'll bring them in one by one. I ask that you lift him up in prayer, that he can soon have his knee surgery, or God can just heal him completely. Remember my two children, my son, especially right now. God is helping him right now with the trial that he truly needs God to help him with. Remember Jack Poe. He's supposed to have kidney surgery. He would need the funding for that, but also his body needs to be prepared for the surgery. Remember Eddie Bolton. He's a minister on this program. Remember, they've already been mentioned, John and Wade and the Loggins family from Brother James's church. I glorify God for every church that's represented here. I would like to sing a song, but first we're going to pray for all these needs. I'm not sure. It looks like just Tim and I are on here still. But pray for all the ministers on the broadcast. And again, remember Brother Lloyd and Sister Betty. Remember her brother, Kim, and her brother, Dan, that recently had a stroke. Kim needs strength in his body so that he can walk. He's been having difficulty when he walks. He's passing out on. So pray God strengthen his complete body. Again, pray for strength in my legs to get stronger, my upper body, so that I can walk without a walker or a rollator. I know God's going to do it. He brought me out of a wheelchair. I know he's going to lead me further out. Tim, you want to help me pray tonight? Let's all agree in prayer. Heavenly Father,
yes, Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to
tonight,
touch
dear Jesus, that you would touch each other.
Requested prayer, Heavenly Father,
we pray for Brother Lloyd and Sister Betty,
families,
and lift them up to your throne room. Pray for Brother
Wood,
Jack Poe, Eddie Bolton,
Kim,
John,
Father,
Wade, the Loggins family. Pray, dear Jesus, for family,
Father,
the next chapter. Pray
for
Brenda.
Brought
them
along,
pray, Father God, for each and every
for them.
Pray for children, dear Lord. Pray for Tim and his needs.
Father,
Billy
Killer.
Pray, Father God, that you'd move in a mighty way. Jesus,
broadcast
Billy and Lily and Kenneth Long. Pray, Heavenly Father, that you move the mighty grace on each and every family that's been represented for the children. Bring them home.
Path ahead of him, the wonderful blessing that he
Brother John,
Father,
Robert, each church represented,
help,
John, family, Sister Dorothy,
bless them,
each
and bless
dear Lord,
that's represented here,
church,
Lord, Brother
James, Sister Ben, Sister Brent,
Father
God, each and every household. We give
Father,
him the glory and
honor all of us sick
this year, which family
lost,
brother him,
as
he's been sick by faith of Jesus. Be the praise and give you the honor, Father God.
Father, lead those that are lost or wandering back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Just to remind you, this is Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys Dittmer. We're sitting in for Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. The subject this week is God's Way is the Right Way. That comes from Proverbs 14:12, which says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And right now we're going to go back to Sister Gladys, and she's going to sing us a song.
We'll sing the song before we go off the air. I'll leave that up to Tim. If Brother Lloyd called in, we'll have him come on the air. Just remember them. They're doing some things that they need to do and take care of. God has truly blessed them, and I'll leave that testimony up to them. And the song I'm going to sing, I haven't practiced it, so please forgive me if I do not sing very well, but I'm going to do my best for the Lord. It's called It's a Long, Long Road. When I started out with Jesus, I said I won't turn back. Oh, Satan tried to hinder me, tried to get me off the track. Said it's a long, long road, and you'll never make it home on time. I said, devil, you can't stop me. I've got a made-up mind. It's a long, long road, but I'm gonna make it home on time. Yes, it's a long, long road, but I'm gonna make it home on time. And devil, you can't stop me. I've got a made-up mind. Sometimes I hit a roadblock. There stands a detour sign. Then the Holy Ghost takes over. Says, I'll get you there on time. Yes, it's a long, long road, but I'm gonna make it home on time. Ain't no devil gonna stop me. I've got a made-up mind. I go down to the river. Find the bridge is all washed out. Said you can't cross over. Try to make me fear and doubt. Said it's a long, long road, and you'll never make it home on time. I said, devil, you can't stop me. I've got a made-up mind. It's a long, long road, but I'm gonna make it home on time. Yes, it's a long, long road, but I'm gonna make it home on time. Devil, you can't stop me. I've got a made-up mind. King Jesus is my captain, and the word of God is true. His name is my protection, and the blood will take me through. Yes, it's a long, long road, but I'm going to make it home on. So get behind me, devil. I've got a made-up mind. It's a long, long road, but I'm going to make it home on time. Yes, it's a long, long road, but I'm going to make it home on time. Devil, you can't stop me. I've got a made-up mind. Give God the glory. You'll have to pray for my voice. I don't get to sing at church as often as I used to, but I give God the glory. I'll sing this one last song and then turn it over to Tim. It's called Ain't Got Long to Stay. Diddle's mad and I'm glad, ain't got long to stay. He lost soul that he thought he had, ain't got long to stay. I've been called out and separated, ain't got long to stay. To go where the saints are congregated, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. Heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. Old Enoch walked 300 years, ain't got long to stay. He walked with God and he walked with fear, ain't got long to stay. One day old Enoch disappeared, ain't got long to stay. He walked with God right out of here, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. They nailed my Jesus to a tree, ain't got long to stay. He gave his life to set us free, ain't got long to stay. His blood will cleanse you from your sins, ain't got long to stay. Then one day you can leave with him, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. I'm heaven, heaven bound, ain't got long to stay. We want to thank everybody that called in tonight. I'm going to turn it over to Tim Dittmer.
Praise the Lord. You've been listening to Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys Dittmer. We've been sitting in for Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, who weren't able to be with us this week. They should be back next week. And just as a reminder, our subject for this week was God's way is the right way, and it was based on Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So basically what we're trying to say is that when you follow God, that basically the Bible is the best path for you to follow. He gives you the words and the wisdom and the guidance. And if you follow that path, there are lots of blessings that come along with it. And I'd like to say that if you try to continue to walk in the world and have a relationship with God at the same time, then you can't straddle the fence. You've got to go one way or the other, and you can't do both. That to get the blessings out of this, you need to listen to God, listen to His Word, pray. He can speak to you directly, or He can speak to you through the Word. And that will guide you to what he wants you to do and how he wants you to do it. He can give you all the answers. You just got to form a relationship with him and continue building that relationship. And I want to thank God for everything that he's done for me. He's blessed me throughout the years, and I look for him to continue blessing me. I'm not perfect. I'm nowhere near perfect. I do try. I do read the Word, I listen to the preachers, and I try to apply everything that they say to my life. And if I don't understand something, or I just don't think it sounds right, or even when I agree with it, I still go to the Bible and look up the scriptures and verify what they're saying. I've just had a blessed life. I can't say that it's all been perfect. It's all been smooth waters, but every time that you know, you go down into a valley. When you come back out of the valley, you go up much higher the next time, and the blessings just continue to grow. I praise God for that. I praise God for my wife and my children and my church, our bishop and his wife, and all of those that go there. I thank God for this broadcast, and I thank him for all of the people that come on and preach and try to get the word out to everybody out there listening, and pray that what we say gets to you and helps you understand so that you can have a good relationship with the Lord and he can bless you. At this time, I think we're going to go ahead and close the broadcast. I think we've heard plenty of a good word tonight from those that called in. I want to thank Brother James Miles and Brother Billy Keeler. And, of course, I want to thank my wife, Sister Gladys Stittmer. We've enjoyed getting the word out to you, and we look to see you here next week. So God bless, and have a good week. We're going to leave you with a song. I don't think I played I Love You, a song by Don Entico. So this is I Love You, Lord.
I will.
Words are not enough to say I love you.
Praise the Lord. You've been listening to Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys Dittmer. We've been sitting in for Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We wanted to add in a couple prayer requests. Brother Sam Brannon had some requests that he wanted to pray for. And Sheila Richardson, her brother Roger, we want to lift him up in prayer. Also, Brother Daniel and Sister Daniel. And we're want to thank everybody for listening in, and we're going to go ahead and close down the broadcast for this week. Just God bless everybody, and we'll see you next week.